How do you grade the scrimmage for your position group?
I thought we had a good day. It's just good to get out there and get some live ball, get things graded, put some film on tape that's kind of more game-like situations. Get a lot of, you know, about 100 plays to go through and grade and be critical and have a chance to continue to press through.
What were your impressions of the guys behind Justin Herbert?
They did a nice job. Braxton and Taylor were, you know, obviously bringing Taylor back from spring, back over to quarterback. You know, he's a swing guy. He's been a huge component of us as a team and a perfect example of what you're asking someone to do for the team. And he's been great. Braxton continues to grow as a true freshman coming in early. And they've got to continue to make those gains.
Is the film room sessions after that scrimmage more important almost than the actual scrimmage itself of being able to teach them in a game-like situation?
The film room's as important as game situations for us. We try to make it that way. Our guys try to understand, and we get them to try to understand that mental reps can be a game rep if you put yourself in that situation. And so every chance we get a chance to coach a play, whether it be on film or in a meeting or on the field or in a walkthrough, is really important for us, especially with as youthful as we are in a lot of situations, in a lot of positions.
Last year, Justin connected with his tight ends as much as he did as his wide receivers for touchdowns. Obviously, a group that had a lot of turnover at tight end. What are you seeing now a couple weeks into camp at the tight end position and stepping up?
They've done a nice job. I think in spring we came away thinking, you know, that our tight ends were going to be really valuable, and they did a nice job, and they've continued to, in camp, push on, you know, teaching some new schemes, teaching some different things out there. Brilliant's doing a nice job with really probably a third of a hand. He's got one Q-tip on one and a thumb on the other, and I don't think he's dropped a pass since, knock on wood, but they're doing a nice job. They're coming along, and I think the physicalness we're trying to coach is something that's really important in the trenches with those guys, and they've embraced that with the O-line, and it's been good.
Do you see a difference in Braxton and in the time between he left for spring and came back in summer?
Yeah, physically and mentally. I think that's another part of having a kid who comes in early. You get a chance to go home, work out a little bit, be around, mature as far as, okay, I know what to expect. His body changed over the summer a little bit. But again, there's a long ways to go. That true freshman year, they're really, really trying in a lot of ways, you know.
Have you figured out how you want to use the running backs in the pass game? And not so much as moving guys to slot position like Taj, but using Royce, using Kenai, and so on out of the backfield and running them out?
We've got a nice little package for them. I think that we've analyzed that early. It'll continue to develop because they think they're a strength of what we do in a lot of ways. So, yeah, we've got a good idea of what we want to get done, and that'll continue to be an important part of what we do.
Is it a pretty versatile package?
Yeah. Yeah.
Obviously, a lot has been made of Herbert's demeanor, and Taggart has said that the team could really benefit from hearing what he's saying during practice. What are some of the things you hear from him out of practice?
Yeah, I think that's just part of the maturity process. I think that's what we're trying to get to. We're trying to get guys to mature as fast as we can in a way that's best suited for the team development. And I think at that position, him going and collectively being a part of the group and emphasizing the fact that what we need to get done is an important part, give him ownership and give the team ownership. He's done a little bit more every day, which is really nice. And you got to do it first with what your body will work, and then you can work from there. And I think that's what we've really tried to emphasize. And obviously, he's done a great job in the offseason with the guys. You can tell that he's locked in and engaged and has a real good mindset.
Dimitri's trying other positions of things like receiver, punt return. Is that more an indication of the other guys ahead of him being more solid and the position more solid?
No, that goes to what I said, I think, a week ago, which was we're going to utilize him in whatever way we feel is most valuable, you know, and he's valuable in that way. An athletic guy who came in, we knew was an athlete, and we're going to find a way to finesse him in a couple different areas as we move him through the pipeline, you know.
Have you seen these true freshman developments? 3 weeks in now, and I assume all of them kind of know that they're going to have an opportunity to play this year. Does that increase a little attention for them, knowing that, hey, they might be called upon?
Yeah, and we've magnified that focus. I think we made that statement earlier. They're drinking through a fire hose, but they've got to understand we're a young team, and we've got positions that need some depth, and they've got to go. And so we've magnified the focus as far as them understanding you're young, but if you want to play, you came here to play. We're going to be able to play the best guys, regardless of their age. And I think, you know, they've done a good job. We're in the 3 weeks now, and we're kind of hump week, and you know, there's all the reasons that everyone in the country is kind of going, and we're not allowed to do that. We got to push through that, and those young guys are experiencing it right away, so which is good.
But breaking through that a little bit.
Yeah, at times.
Is this when you'll find out?
Yeah, at times, yeah. Yeah, you'll find out here. This is a good week for finding out and teaching guys they got to grind through it, you know. but they've all every day they've had a chance to show us that they've got one better one thing, and that's what we're looking for.
Willie said to some effect yesterday that he doesn't have any, I guess, any intention of redshirting guys. Is that to say he doesn't know who he wants to redshirt, and you guys are just planning on handling that at the end of camp to get ready for the regular season?
Yeah, and that's a corner office decision. I'm just down the hall.
Coach Taggart said also that he sees guys more ready for college nowadays, and are you seeing that? Slash, also, how do guys that it's their first college fall camp, do you see them in this week three kind of like, whoa, this is a little more difficult than that high school stuff?
Yeah, I think it's just the grind. The grind's just different, you know? I can't speak to too much exactly what it's like. I mean, just more than anything, college ball is a young freshman. You're just at this point, you start to realize it's a load, and your body's starting to go, okay, it's a little different feel. And so we're working through that, and that's what everyone in the country is doing right now. You know, trying to get that mental toughness built up and get us to week one where everybody's ready to rock and roll.